Hello, and welcome to Queering Eve, a spoiler-free-ish podcast about the TV show Killing Eve, made by some queers. Hi, I'm Tamara, and I'm the one who often Googles food origins at 1 a.m.
Wow.
It's a recent, is this even a hobby when you can't sleep because you need to know where Brussels sprouts come from?
Interesting. Cool hobby. Hi, I'm Nina, and I'm the one who had to go to a shop called Army Store this week, and
had to
look, and I tried very hard to give off the vibe of I am against military anything, which is very hard with a mask, but I feel like I succeeded. I didn't get anything from there.
Hi, I'm Nea, and I'm the one who just woke up.
It is 8 p.m., listeners.
It is.
Okay, shall we get to the topic of this episode?
Yes. Yes, listeners, did you expect us to come back ever?
We are coming back from the dead. I am finally achieving my life goal of becoming a vampire. Yeah, no.
That's your death goal, I think.
One and the same, you know, the different sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... So, we have a release date for season 4 and a trailer and some photos.
Ooh, photos? You mean the ones, are there official photos or just those paparazzi photos?
No, they are official photos. I am sending you the link right now.
Send me the link. I did not see that.
Good, don't open it so we will react together.
Okay.
Also, I think it's technically a teaser.
It is.
Because the trailer generally tells you literally any info about the movie.
Yeah. This one, not so much.
So we came here to record our reaction to these news. Maybe we can first say what happens.
Yeah.
The summary in general is that things are on fire and falling down.
Yes.
This is what happens.
It's true. And they are items that Villanelle has worn in the past, except for one. Do we go through them?
Let's.
So first is the pink tulle dress, which is rude because they could just give it to me, no need to burn it. No, it's very nice visually.
The second thing is that pig mask,
mm-hmm.
But uh-huh. It is like... very obviously not on fire, actually.
Yeah.
It's just next to fire.
Yeah, it looks like... I mean, it's looking at the fire.
Yeah.
It's possible that they could reuse the pig mask for something else, whereas the tulle dress is too iconic.
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that again. Yeah, so then we have postcards. I see London and then... some others.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I agree. It's London and also some others.
I know that on one it says... Oh, one is Bulgaria.
My God, really? They put Bulgaria in?
Actually, we should talk about this. It's London and then Bulgaria.
Just say Bulgaria.
I feel like they listened to our podcast and did this on purpose.
The next thing is the motorcycle helmet, which I guess
yes. There
is more than one occasion when Villanelle wears this, right? Like in the first season when she is, we don't really see her in it, but when she is in Italy, she's wearing it. And then in the last season when she's play acting as a police officer. And
yeah,
I'm sure there's something else.
For me, only the police officer situation came to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, for me, it was only the Italy thing.
But either way, it's not very iconic Villanelle to have this on fire. So who knows what was going through their head? Because the next thing that is burning is this Elizabethan neckwear. You know, the ruffles that you wear around your neck. So what's up with that?
Regarding this, I said earlier that all of these items are from previous seasons except for one, and this is that one item. We will see it in the photos of this next season.
Okay,
what's left?
There's the pink teddy bear.
And that's my favorite part.
Of course,
I love how it falls to the ground. You actually get some fun slow motion instead of just something falling.
Mm.
And it's set really well to the music, how it hits the floor. Mm. And yeah, love that.
I love the song choice, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So now our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out, like, why are these things on fire and who put them on fire? And
it was the BBC staff.
Nea does not understand how TV works.
And my first thought was, okay, so Villanelle is burning things that remind her of Eve, but the teddy bear is actually in Eve's possession. And, like, the other things, Villanelle actually has access to them and burn them.
Mm-mm. Untrue, she does not have the pink tulle dress because, you know, those people took it in the first season. Or was it the first episode of second season?
That one.
You are correct.
Then it makes my theory more correct now. I mean, the way I saw it was not as literally. For me, it was just like, hey, remember all the stuff that has happened so far? Cool. And also fire, you know, passion, excitement, fun stuff. Also destruction. So
yes.
Just like feelings, not so much.
Yeah, to me it just signaled some sexy, sexy destruction. I'm not sure what's gonna be destroyed, but I am looking forward to it.
I'm into sexy destruction.
Me too.
But then I wonder why the metaphorical hand of God only put fire to things associated with Villanelle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, if it's sexy destruction, it's always been mutual destruction, and it would have made sense that it's Villanelle's and Eve's stuff, or something like that, or more literally things that connect them.
Well, my other thought is less sexy, and it's that we are gonna
see
Villanelle's history as an assassin be destroyed, and she's gonna live a completely new life. I don't want this, but I think it's possible.
That thought.
Do you think anyone wants that?
Unclear.
Don't know. We only know our opinions, and
those we barely know.
Yep. But yeah, in general, I really like this teaser. It teased me successfully.
Yep. Same. I am excited.
I'm excited. Yeah.
I couldn't decide between wanting to try to figure out what each of these items mean and why they chose them and what's the symbolism and blah, 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 and just thinking, I think someone who doesn't really know the show that well just put a teaser together really quickly and without that much thought, because it seems too inconsistent to be very deep. So I decided to stop thinking about it then. And when I just look at the pretty images, I am excited for some sexy destruction.
I'm sorry, Nea, but too inconsistent to be deep, I feel like, describes this show perfectly.
Yes!
So I think it was someone who really knew the show that did this.
Fair. So one more thing, actually. The only thing that we learn from this teaser is that the show is coming back February 27th, And you might be confused about why you read online that it's coming back on February 20th. And we were as well, and it turns out it's the kind of thing where you can watch it earlier if you pay money, which...
Capitalism.
I don't love, but we are going to.
Also, in that case, it comes out on my birthday, which is sweet.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Since the two of you just watched the teaser, do you want me to read the press release? It's like one...
Yeah, go ahead.
...paragraph.
Please read this press release from www.comicbook.com.
I assume they are, you know, posting it from somewhere else, but yes. After the emotional climax of season 3, Eve, Golden Globe winner Sandra Oh, Villanelle, Emmy Award winner Jodie Comer, and Carolyn, BAFTA winner Fiona Shaw. what a diverse cast. are in very different places. Following Eve and Villanelle's exchange on the bridge, Eve is on a revenge mission, while Villanelle has found a brand new community in an attempt to prove she's not a monster.
Oh no.
Having killed Paul, Carolyn goes to extraordinary lengths to continue to chase down the 12 and the person that ordered Kenny's hit. This season follows our extraordinary women, each driven by passion, revenge, and obsession, building towards a messy, nuanced, and totally glorious series finale. Laura Neal, Sex Education's Secret Diary of a Call Girl, continues the Killing Eve tradition of a new lead writer every season, following Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Emerald Fennell, and Suzanne Heathcote. Neal is also an executive producer on season 4. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That makes me worry.
I like the driven by passion, revenge, and obsession. That sounds hot and great.
Yeah.
Not so much the Villanelle thing.
Well, yeah. Hopefully this is just described like the first 10 minutes of the first episode. And then we
go to something
completely different.
And now for something completely different, Villanelle is still a monster.
Yeah.
I'm also curious about this brand new community.
Yeah, this sounds very... I don't even know what to think about this. It's so...
Yeah, I don't know. I imagine her going to community college, but that's not what's happening. That's
just what I imagined is an assassin support group. Tamara?
What I imagine is her... I'm just going back to her marrying that chick at the beginning of season 3. And this was like
so
a similar thing.
So three possible routes for this show to go.
Yeah, she found another chick to marry.
I think the photos will show us another possibility, and it is the best one.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I am excited.
For me, personally.
I am excited.
Okay, slowly we go to the first photo.
Okay. I'm looking at Eve in front of some aquarium. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She looks like she's in a hotel or restaurant.
Yeah, something like that.
And... she looks good.
Yeah. Love it. Love okay. The fish.
Yes. Nice.
Let's continue
to some good
God.
Shit.
What is that?
Villanelle looks like
an angel priest.
To me, she looks like a cult leader that worships a forest goddess and is about to sacrifice you to that goddess.
Oh, to me, she looks like the angel of death who is going to pretend to baptize me but actually drown me.
Tamara?
To me, she looks
more
like
fantasy.
Like that virgin sacrifice from that one show that wasn't actually a virgin and then weird shit happened. So.
What? Sounds fun.
Okay, so I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go to the next one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is where we see the item.
So we're looking at Villanelle in a church in a bishop's, I guess, wear. I mean, kind of. It's like her iteration of it, I suppose. And she's giving mass, I guess.
Amazing. She's in red and has the white collar from the teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is incredible. And also, it makes me think that Laura Neal is a fan of Phoebe Waller-Bridge and is trying to recreate her hot priest with Villanelle. And I am so grateful. That is what I needed in life. Thank you.
That would be amazing. Also, all of this, if this is like the community that she found, this definitely just looks like a comedy skit and not something that they're seriously going for. So...
Are there more photos?
There are more photos. Oh my god. It's Eve in a blonde wig? Or is this her hair?
I think it's a wig.
It's probably a wig, but she's in a disguise in London.
So she's doing Villanelle.
She is doing Villanelle in a way that is not the way that we wanted.
Well, maybe this is what I wanted.
No, this made me very excited. This is great. She looks great, and this means some good, fun stuff ahead.
I am crossing all of my fingers for Laura Neal to go back to Phoebe Waller-Bridge's old bullshit and not try to make sense of this show.
Yeah.
Because that's not when it's at its best, and I just want some bullshit.
Yeah.
Please give me some colorful fun, driven by passion, obsession, and something.
Yeah. Yeah, so the last photo is of Hélène.
In a very non-characteristic outfit. She's wearing a tracksuit. So
it looks like she could be in a church setting, because these look like massive wooden doors, which is pretty churchy.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if these are all photos from the first episode, and the first episode just happens in a church.
It's very likely. This sounds great.
Fun.
Yeah.
How do we feel about this photo? I personally... don't care about it. Yes. I wish we saw Carolyn and not Hélène. I don't care about Hélène.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Carolyn is gonna be so cool that they didn't want to spoil it.
I accept that.
Okay. Yeah.
If that is the case, thank you.
So, great stuff. I loved this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Love that deep analysis that we do on this show.
That is what we... offer always.
Yes. And maybe you're wondering, but will these queers even manage to record season 4 episodes if they have not even published their season 3 episodes yet?
The answer is yes!
Where have they been for 6 months? What's up with them? Are they still alive?
So yeah, we are coming back. We are going to release the remaining episodes of season 3 starting January. So a nice start of the new year. And we will post all of them before the next season.
So what happened to us and where were we? Roughly, let's say we recorded some episodes already back in June, but then took a break, which was meant to be like a month-long break, and turned out first into a four-month break, which is when we came back and recorded the rest of the season, and then took 2 more months off to not edit any of that. But now we are setting ourselves a deadline. Actually, also, the release date for season 4 is giving us a deadline for when we must edit the third season and release those episodes. So you might notice, like, some, I don't know, change of our liveness levels in different episodes. Some sounding like we recorded them in June, and some like we recorded them in October.
If you're the kind of person that can feel the weather around the people
And some in December. And
yeah, I, Tamara, would just like to formally apologize to everyone for straight up lying about when we'll post new episodes.
What did you say?
In like 3 weeks? which I thought was hilarious already then, because I was like, no, Tamara, it's going to be 3 months. Also, still very much alive.
Yeah. I think it was epic.
So that's it. We will never speak of it again. And that's a lie. We talk about it a lot in those episodes.
Yeah.
Keep your fingers crossed that we keep our shit together for long enough to watch season 4 with you. It's the final season.
Oh, God.
I'm very happy that it's the final season, actually, because I do feel like there's some hope for it to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is true for a lot of shows, but I feel like Killing Eve specifically, if it went on for any longer, it would have stopped being any good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there's just some stuff it needs to resolve. And once it's resolved, there's really nowhere else to go. So,
and truly the only thing that it needs to resolve is some sexy, sexy destruction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. I am praying to
the lesbian god,
Villanelle, for this season to be, what was it? Passionate, obsessive.
We truly did not remember that one quote that we all liked.
You know,
but you know the one.
Yeah.
That quote that we enjoyed, yes.
Yes, that's all I want from it.
I want that, and I want to have no breakdowns during this time so that we can record the podcast. So, please, Villanelle.
Ooh.
Thank you, dear listener, for listening to this episode of Queering Eve. We will record another one. Have a good week, and remember to be driven by passion, revenge, and obsession.
Achieving my lifelong dream of becoming a vampire.
Nina's a vampire. I feel more like a ghost. Tamara?
I feel like you know those guys that like went to the desert and sat on top of like pillars for 20 years?
Absolutely not. But sounds great.
It's just like one of those Catholic things. I'm not a Catholic. One of those things where people would, you know, to like be super close to God, they would not talk to anyone for decades. And like one guy went to the desert and sat on top of a pillar for 20 years. I don't know who it was. I just know there was this one guy.
So you are that one guy.
I just...
No, I mean, I love it. I am a vampire, Nea is a ghost, and you are that one guy.
Yeah, I am that one guy, exactly.
Perfect.